Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Casey got poked in the eye. Had to WebMD it.
Bro,
sorry, man. That,
it was getting dicey. I was like, bro, I can't. Because when I was really starting tripping is when I got sensitive to light. That night, I was a little sensitive to the light. I was like,
So for those.
He says, oh, Jazz, is that you? I can't see. Is that you, Jazz?
So for those who listening on the radio weren't paying attention, Casey was wearing some really rich people jewelry.
Well, I didn't
as he
say
was
that.
Playing
that is
baseball.
Not, you're misrepresenting what the
and
story
one
was.
Of the diamonds poked him directly
what?
In the eye. And
would it pass the diamond tester?
Oh, of
no.
course it would.
No, it's not. No, it wouldn't. Of course.
It now his eyeball would. There's a diamond lodged in his eyeball.
Bedazzled his eye.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, I'm back now. Yeah. Saturday night was rough. It wasn't rough.
Like, this was Saturday afternoon?
Yeah. It wasn't rough. Like, I could see. It just kind of bothered me. It felt like something was in my eye the whole time. That's all.
No. Casey, they're saying McKinney saw three rims.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's telling the second. I'm seeing 3 second bases right now. I don't know where to throw it.
I just threw it to the middle one.
Hey, I hit. After that happened, I hit two bombs. I'm talking probably about 340.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 340.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Maybe it just, made me turn up a little bit more.
So let's get the whole story clear. The diamond pokes you in the eye.
It's stabbed in his eye.
Blurs your vision. Messes it up for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Got to WebMD it. Got to Google it.
Yeah.
But you still hit two 340-foot bombs.
Bomb.
After the diamond poked you in the eye.
Damn, man. That's what happened. 3-4.
This before or after you hung out with Russell Westbrook?
After.
Okay.
And I didn't hang out with Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, quite the weekend, man.
Yeah, it was after. And the only reason it went 340 is because it hit some trees. It probably would have gone about 360.
And you measured it?
Yeah.
Okay, of course.
That's what we do. Hey, guess what?
I can't.
Dog, your boy out here playing over 40 softball. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
That's crazy, bro. That was the tournament it was. I was like, damn.
How many guys icing their knees or whatever after the game?
It's one for sure.
Oh.
That was a long day of softball, man.
Oh, man. Over 40 league.
Real quick, because we mentioned it, it is hilarious that LeBron tells the story. Yeah, I saw three rims and just chose to shoot at the middle one, and I made the shot, guys.
That's
like, yeah.
No, the best part about all of that is he's telling Steph, I see three rims, and Steph is like, bro, get out of my face. You're such a liar. Get away from me.
That's a classic moment. That's an all-time NBA moment.
Oh, absolutely.
I can tell y'all, we're going to miss LeBron when he's gone.
Yeah, we are.
Well, he's kind of gone right now.
Well.
They said viewership is up, too, by the way.
Like, massively up. Never been better.
So, you know what the funny thing about that is? I don't know. I never know. I don't have the days memorized. So I always have to open an app to see what game is on and where.
Today's a Peacock night. Monday's a Peacock night.
I haven't tapped into the Peacock games yet.
No, don't look at the ref. There's nothing to look at.
I didn't look at the
ref. No, let's play on. 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 Yeah, it's play on. Wow.
You got like a premium Peacock.
That's a foul. That's egregious.
Tomorrow's NBC Kings game. Wednesday, ESPN.
I found myself going to just NBA.com a lot and just logging, oh, this game's on, and mm-hmm. clicking on it, and it's never the whatever game, so it just pops up on my screen.
Yeah.
Right now, NBC and Amazon got the belts right now.
Yeah, they're
NBC is great.
Yeah, they're cooking.
NBC is really, really
then
good.
Things will change again when football season is over. I think you get for sure. Right now, Thursday is NBA TV. I think when the season's – when football's over – might turn into prime.
We had something here. Oh, Charlie's thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had Charlie's party last Thursday, and I had the NBA TV game on for a little bit. I couldn't hear it. Like, I just assumed it was the announcers, like the home announcers.
Yeah.
But
it's not like we can even watch the ESPN games right now anyway.
Watch it. Yeah. Jeez. We got a Monday night football game worth watching too.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody pulling up to Sky River next week who will see a Monday night football game for the first time in 3 weeks.
Hey, let this go one more week, please. It'll help.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It'll help.
We'll be at Sky River Casino next Monday night for Monday night football. It'll be the Well, it doesn't matter. Just come out and watch.
Just come watch the game. Come hang out. Did you get your $20 credit?
Two logos.
Man, that was great.
You got to go.
That was fantastic.
You don't even get the credit.
Get it.
Yeah, automatically.
You have to go get it.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Thanks.
YouTube TV said you won this $20. You better come take it from me.
I guarantee you this gets resolved the day after the regular season ends.
Mm.
They're like, oh, we don't want to lose. Oh, now all of the Sunday ticket subscribers can leave. Oh, no, we'll get the deal done now.
Yeah.
If I can be completely honest, though, I have not missed ESPN once since it's been off my TV. Like, the game tonight, I'm going to –
Yeah,
I have a way to watch the game. Like,
yeah, I stopped going there, like, in the morning, like, when I put the TV on downstairs in the morning. Like, I normally
– Shout out Good Morning Football.
Yeah, I go to Good Morning Football. Because I just don't want to hear that other. I don't want to hear ESPN talk about anything. Mm. Like even when I want to watch basketball, like I just assume put on football. So I haven't really missed it, but I did want to watch the game tonight.
Yeah.
So I'll have to do it differently.
Mm.
But
there's the real killer for me with that is when, like the hours when it's not necessarily live games. Like, YouTube TV ain't got no sports channels now. Oh, like, it's man. Like, you can't watch no replays, nothing. College football is a little different, too, because they have the quad box, the multi-view,
mm-hmm.
that would get, you know, the Fox game, the CBS mm-hmm. game, the ESPN, the two SEC network, whatever. And now, I don't even know what the multi-view is looking like on college football Saturday. I ain't really
Yeah, that's fair. During the week, ESPN, I could care less, but Saturdays has been kind of tough. Because that multi-view is just undefeated.
And then they'll have that for college basketball, too, that won't be available.
I can worry a lot less about ESPN now that basketball is here because I'm worried more about the Kings than, you know, whatever ESPN game might be on that night.
Howard versus Grambling right now. It's a replay. I'll let you guys know how it goes. It's 23-23 right now with 5:26 to go. In the first half, I think this was either Sunday or Saturday, so no spoilers.
Could you imagine hearing what Steve and I have to say about the Kings right now? Maybe it's a good thing.
He spoke about the Kings after the Lakers game. He was trying to go in on them.
Did he care?
Yeah.
Oh, because we gave up 51 to Austin Reaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Hey, big wins for the Colts, Pats, and Ravens.
Mm.
Is Kyle Madsen on to something with the Ravens?
Yeah,
it might be.
I was texting him on Sunday, like, you might be right.
That was a big-time win.
I didn't know until yesterday. I think Scott Hansen said it. When the Ravens won, so this is three straight, right? Mm-hmm. When the Ravens won the first, you know, the first of these three, they became the favorite.
Oh, wow.
Like that, you know, the Vegas stuff isn't really my bag. That's a little bit more up your in Kyle Madsen's alley. But, yeah, when they won that game, they became the favorite in that division, which speaks to how terrible that division is. Now we got some news today that Joe Burrow is going to start practicing in a bit of a limited form, I don't get the impression he's going to play Sunday.
Nah, Jay Glazer said he talked to Joe Burrow like last week, said he expects him around Thanksgiving-ish. Mm. Not by Thanksgiving, but around that time.
Okay. Okay, so that's about where we would be if he came back a week from Sunday. Mm-hmm. But the Steelers, you know, they don't look good.
This feels like with the Steelers, they're just kind of walking the plank at this point. Like, we're going to reach the end where it's like, oh, yeah, now you're falling into the ocean and it's not working. Mm. Like, it feels like we're all expecting the Ravens to walk them down and get that division.
Yeah.
I mean, they're only a game back now, right?
Yeah, but what's it called? Only two games back. The Bengals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man. The Bengals 3-6. Baltimore went to 4-5, and that would mean Pittsburgh went to 5-4 mm-hmm. last night.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Baltimore just got to beat Pittsburgh twice coming up and take care of some other games. That's basically mm-hmm. a division.
Yeah.
You got the Browns next week. Browns and Jets the next couple weeks.
Oof.
And then you run into the Bengals, Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Packers, and Steelers. So it is tough to end the season. But
2-7 Browns aren't out of it. They're not.
Dylan Gabriel's really tough to watch.
Oh,
you guys.
Man, that's no good.
Did you guys?
Good.
Did you guys see Max B was released from prison, and within hours was at the Jets game.
He was at the Jets game when they won. They said
been in prison. Well, salute to him. Been in prison 15 years.
Jesus.
Within hours.
Imagine the released. First place you want to. I want to go see the New York Jets.
Where is everybody?
Shout out Max B. He went to go watch the Jets play.
Who was the Jets quarterback the last time he was there?
Oh.
15 years ago, right?
Sanchez?
15 years ago.
It was 2020. So that would be 2010?
Yeah, probably Sanchez, yeah.
Yeah, that's when they went to the
Can you Hold on. Can you imagine, okay, Mark Sanchez watching him? Oh. This is a little, yeah, okay. Watching him lead your team to the AFC Championship. And you get out, and he's going to jail for stabbing someone. Like, what the hell happened these 15 years?
It was Mark Sanchez, too. So Max B gets out of jail.
Like, oh, Mark probably
might be headed in.
Yeah, Mark's probably a Hall of Famer by this point, huh? No, it went really bad. It went really bad.
Actually, bro, he took yourself.
Yeah.
He's on his way.
You just missed him, actually.
Stuff for him. Cross paths.
Well, Max, he just got fired from Fox. Oh, no, what happened? Well, he appeared to have gotten his ass whooped by an elderly individual.
I was yelling at some guy to move a truck, and yeah, it was all bad after that.
It's all bad. Oh, none of this is funny. But Mark Sanchez did officially get fired this weekend, by the way. He did. As if there was any question about that.
I thought he was already gone before I heard that.
Well, I guess we'll have our annual Keon Ellis conversation, and by annual.
Weekly.
No, I'm starting to approach daily status, bro.
Somebody sponsored. It's a daily segment.
Let's just rip the Band-Aid off, man. We'll do that next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com, sign up to be a part of Dusty's Clubhouse, learn about all the exclusive releases that go on at Baker Family Wines, which are available at various Nugget locations in both Elk Grove, Roseville, Granite Bay. You can find them at Rayleigh's in Bel Air. Look for the wine bottle with the baseball stitch on it. You'll see Baker Family Wines on it, and you will know when you see that, that it comes from the Hall of Famer, Dusty Baker. Red, white, rosé. Whatever your vibe is, Baker Family Wines, they've got you covered. Again, go to BakerFamilyWines.com or go check out the tasting room right in West Sacramento. Not far at all. No Lodi, no Napa, no Alameda County, nothing like that. It's in West Sacramento. Yeah. Learn all about it, BakerFamilyWines.com.
Shout out to my people over there.
Yes, sir. Let's go to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, man. Our man Daniel's here, 916-909-1320. Daniel, what's good, baby?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
All I got to say is, you there?
Yeah, we got you.
Yep,
you
yep.
Okay, sorry about that. Hey, all I got to say is my girl is a Vikings fan. So I followed that team all season, last season. And the Vikings were as high on Darnold as you could be on any quarterback. And when it got to that Lions game, he completely fell apart. He didn't look like the same Darnold at all from the whole season. So all I'm saying to the Seahawks, I can't take the Seahawks seriously because Darnold's their quarterback. He's going to turn into Sam Darnold once this playoff. I guarantee it. He has not let me down yet, and he's going to let the Seahawks down. I guarantee it. So don't take him seriously, man. It'll be the Rams.
Man, that's harsh.
That is harsh. That is. I try not to do that with athletes, you know, and maybe this explains why I'm always showing love or giving the Clippers a chance, James Harden a chance. I'm about done with that.
Yeah.
But you never know when the light bulb might click for somebody or they might change historically.
They say the same thing about Lamar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so I can't say I think Lamar's going to turn it around and be like, Sam Darnold's not.
Right.
Sam Darnold, and the point is, Sam Darnold, and you know, the Sam Darnold came up earlier because we were talking about MVPs with Jared Goff, Matt Stafford, and so on, and obviously Seattle is playing just incredible. Like, man, you are onto something with power rankings. Maybe that is the best team in football. But that shouldn't factor in, like, what he does in the postseason or what he did in the postseason last year. That shouldn't factor in into his ability to win a regular season award this year.
Right.
He's playing like one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, 100%, man. And while I hope he falls flat on his face, well, he doesn't have to fall flat on his face. He can play good and they still lose. I just hope they lose. But we don't know what he's going to do in these high-level situations and these big-time games and these playoff games. He's probably never been on a team this good.
17-6 for Matt Stafford, 20-3 for Jared Goff, and the guy who started the whole conversation was Matthew Stafford, and I think Kyle said 25-2. Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
He's doing his thing.
That
man.
Boy is bad. Both of those quarterbacks are really good.
You know, I don't think
Stafford and Jared Goff.
They are. I don't think the Niners defense is particularly good right now. I'm not saying they get pressure on the quarterback because the numbers, the eye test tell you they don't. But remember I said last week, I was like, Stafford, he didn't see it all. He's going to make sure you don't get no pressure on him. It just depends on like how comfortable he's feeling. But like if the pass rush was getting there early, mm-hmm. he would just be like, all right, well, I'm going to just get the ball out in 2 seconds and devise a offensive game plan where that's the case. Like it feels like with the Rams and specific with Matthew Stafford, his knowledge for the game, he doesn't allow you to get a pass rush on him. He just doesn't let it happen. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much better, if any better, it's going to get, but I'm not going to look at that game with the 49ers and their inability to get to the quarterback and say, yeah, see, I told you they couldn't get to the quarterback. They'll never get to Matthew Stafford. Mm-hmm. Like, because he, oh, you got Bosa there? Okay, I'm just going to throw it real quick. Mm-hmm. He doesn't allow you to get the pressure to him.
Well, he had to learn to do that in Detroit.
True.
He didn't
True.
Get rid of the ball. Like, I legit used to wonder if Matt Stafford was a good quarterback. Or if he was just throwing the ball in the general vicinity of Calvin Johnson and Calvin Johnson was going to catch it. Like, I couldn't. I was like, well, I mean, it's the quarterback receiver question. Like, the team isn't very good. It has moments, but overall, like, it's not very good. Is he just like you just throw a jump ball to Calvin Johnson? He's going to get it 10 times out of 10.
I think the answer to that is both.
I think Matthew Stafford is good,
but he would sometimes just throw it. He would have nothing to do with his skill level. He'd just say, Calvin's there somewhere. And he was.
Every time.
He'd go get it.
Okay, I said before the commercial break that we'll have our annual Keon Ellis discussion by annual.
Mortis is ready. I don't know. Are we talking NFL? Mortis hops in. What's the point of playing Keon if you're losing by 30? So he has a different viewpoint, but Keon is the topic of conversation in this city.
We want Keon.
That was ridiculous. Come on, guys. Settle down.
Well, if that's what they wanted, it just also... You guys brought up fans chanting, "We want David Carr."
Yeah, which was embarrassing.
I mean, I remember Scalabrine chants back in Celtics days. Of course, they were doing that because they wanted to see the scrub get off the bench.
Well, Scal would hit a three, and it'd be like the bad kid in T-ball who made contact or something. Like, we were just repping for Scal hitting a three. But
it was very sweet. Good job, little buddy.
Are the Kings right with how they're handling Keon? Like, just now it seems like he's found himself out the rotation, was a bit odd given, I mean, he was playing 15 minutes a night and then now he just can't really find minutes. But like, are they right with how they feel with who he is as a player?
It's difficult to say that. And let me know if I'm getting the gist of your question. It's difficult to say that when they're not winning games. So like, we may think these other guys are better than Keon Ellis, but they're not producing wins. So I'm not as aggressive with it as others, but we are getting to the point where it's like, all right, man, like, it shouldn't be getting no minutes. And like, you're out here losing by 20 and 30 points.
Yeah, going into the fourth quarter, just playing the whole fourth
quarter. He was the white flag this weekend.
Yeah. If you were...
Keon's not that.
Well, I'm saying he's not, but like, when you subbed him in, the games were over. By the time it's like, Keon is getting minutes, like, this game's over. Like, he's playing garbage time right now.
Yeah. If you're playing Keon this way in the team, I ain't even going to say they're winning, but they're more competitive. I get it. But you're just getting beat down the way that you are. I can understand at some point saying, like, all right, we got to let's throw him in here. Like they did a couple of times earlier in the season with Devin Carter. Like there would be these games and these moments in like the second quarter where randomly Devin Carter would get into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was, maybe Doug was seeing what he had real quick. All right, it's almost to the point where you see what Keon got. If this continues all throughout this upcoming week where you're not even competitive – yeah, why not?
Looking at his minutes and the contract stuff, and this is probably somewhat to my first question, but like, should they, how do I say this the right way, just kind of think of him more as part of their future than they do? Because right now it seems like we're headed towards Keon Ellis playing for a different team next season. Should Keon Ellis be someone that they think of a little bit more highly? Maybe not necessarily to start, but a guy like, I want this guy on my team. Because like I said, now we're just headed towards a breakup, it feels.
I just don't feel like Keon is a DNP player.
I don't think he is either.
So
and I don't know how you make that happen. But
it just feels like they're out on him right now.
It does. And I don't quite understand why, because the argument about a log jam doesn't make sense when you have one of those players playing really poorly. Like, and I like that there is, like, everything Doug said is factual. He's right. There is a log jam at that guard position. That's 100% accurate. But you don't have to keep going back to Dennis. You don't. Like, and if it's not, if 10, it's like, all right, whatever, man, that stuff happens. Like, it's happened to Ray Allen. It's happened to, you know, and we're talking about one of the greatest shooters of all time. Like, it happens to players. Like, that's not that big of a deal. When you see the next game that, like, oh, maybe this isn't a one-game thing. Okay, this is straight. I've got to go somewhere else. I can't let him go 0 for 10. I can't let him be non-productive for a second game in a row. Let me make a quicker switch than I did last time. And that's why I didn't think the move was taking out Russell Westbrook. The way Russell Westbrook was playing with that starting unit, if you really wanted to go with size and go Precious first, that's fine. I mean, asking Russell Westbrook to start at the four, that's fine. Put him at the one and then work your rotation from there. And if it's still not working with Dennis, you can go to Keon. And it, like, it to me, like, you got nothing from Dennis. You got nothing from Malik. You got nothing from Russ. You got nothing from Russ. You got nothing from Keon. You've got a log jam at this position, or you've got a log jam at this part of the court, and you're getting nothing from a large portion of that group. Doug's got a lot of different things to manage, but a DNP for Keon shouldn't even be on the table. Yeah. And essentially, he had two DNPs. Like, he was playing, he got in on games that didn't matter.
Yeah, wasn't a part of the game plan at all in both of those games. It is a numbers crunch, though, a little bit. And I get that because I know, and I don't think you're saying specifically this, but I know a lot of people are ready to just, you know, Dennis Schroeder misses first couple of shots, just throw him out. You don't have to bring him back in there. Like, nah. Especially, he hasn't played great. He's been up and down all season long. But in that Minnesota game, specifically last night, he starts off 1 for 6. Yeah, I'm gonna go back to him in the third quarter. I'm going to go back to him when his time in the rotation late in the second quarter comes up. Like, that's just me. Maybe it's not correct. But I'm going to give the vet an opportunity to work himself out of this. And
yeah,
0 for 10 and 1 for 6 to start isn't going to get me to the point where he don't play in that late second quarter or even in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not suggesting you don't play him. I'm suggesting you try to figure something out.
How do we get to a point, though, where, like, I mean, Cam was playing minutes, and it's just now the last two games, yeah, we're at a logjam. Like, he was playing before.
Well, Neek came back in one game. Zach was hurt and then missed another game. Yeah, and those were the games when Keon was. Did Keon play against the Warriors?
Well, Malik missed a couple.
So there were people
against the Warriors, Keon got 17 minutes.
There were people out along the way. Everybody's not back right now, but these last two games have kind of been the closest they've had to having everybody there. So I think that's where the DNP is going to come from.
Yeah, to be clear, they're not literal DNPs. He's DNPs just entering. Jason. Yeah. He's just entering games when they don't matter. And that's what happened on Friday. That's what happened yesterday. In this game, like, we could talk about what to do with Dennis when you start 1 of 6. We could talk about what to do with your rotation. This game was over in the second quarter, and I never, you know, it's a. When did you think the Kings were going to win? When did you think the Kings were going to lose? We have that discussion all of the time. When that 18-3 run happened, I never thought they were coming back. there was no point where I thought, man, they're going to fight back into this one. I just thought the game was over.
Yeah, second quarter. Once I got back up to 10, I think it was, or maybe it was 14. Yeah, it was 14 because it was a 10 all
run. I was going to say, I don't even remember it getting to 10.
They got it. Well, it was 49-45. Kings got it to 4. And then the Timberwolves went
49-45?
Yeah. And the Timberwolves went on a 10-0 run to get it back up to 14.
Oh, in the first half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I that's when I was like, this is done. This game is over. I ended up going back later and watching the rest of it, but I was done at the end of the third quarter. I went and watched the Sac State game, Sac State versus Cal. Like, I'm not sticking around for this. 25-point game going into the fourth.
Yeah. Trash.
Came back later to hear the chants through the TV. And so, no, they was getting after it. The crowd was, at least.
Yeah, they was frustrated.
Yeah.
Do the chants kind of point to a spot where, like, the team is at with the fans and stuff like that, where it's just everyone's just super fed up? Are we headed towards rock bottom or anything like that?
I don't know.
Rock bottom, how, like,
it was just like now, like now, like just yesterday, for me at least, it, like, there's losses or whatever. Yesterday, I feel like, okay, like, even post-game, too, here in Zach Levine, like, they're not on the same page at all. Doug wants them to play a certain way. They don't got the guys for that. You're giving up 140. Your defense look horrible. Fans are starting to kind of, like, just, they want their guy and all that. Just kind of going against what the plan is and stuff like that. It feels like nothing's working right now. Hmm. Like, yeah, like, just the fans aren't behind you right now. The team isn't great. It's just everything's kind of feels off.
Yeah, it is. I mean, is it indicative of how the fans feel? Sure. The fans, I think fans are frustrated.
Yeah.
Fans who go to the games are frustrated. Fans who...
Are we headed for empty arenas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We are absolutely headed towards empty. No. Are we headed
sparse
towards
crowds,
announced sellouts where you're looking around going, I could sit anywhere I want to? Yeah, absolutely. You know, this idea that they've announced sellouts every home game, like, yeah, that's cute. I've been at these games. These games are not, again, tickets sold and people attending, not the same thing. So are we headed towards a point where, I got to imagine the tickets for this year are sold, but are we headed to a point where that arena is going to look empty? Did you see that arena 5 minutes before halftime, 4 minutes before halftime yesterday? Everybody was like, man, I'm not waiting to get my chicken tenders and french fries. I'm not waiting to go back into the, you know, one of the 47 clubs that they have below the arena. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm going to go get me a drink, some popcorn, a cookie, whatever, and I'm kicking it because you barely saw anyone on TV. You saw Lania.
Yeah.
That was about the only fan you saw on TV 3 minutes, three, 4 minutes before half yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of that is on the horizon, man, and I don't know what next year looks like because if it's the 2027 thing, if fans don't hear something that they like this year, I don't know, like, because I think even the most pessimistic fan, especially one who buys tickets, could have sold themselves on the thing that we sold ourselves on. And it's like last year was, for lack of a better word, traumatic. And it was instant after instant. That's really unique to last season. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to happen again this year. And it doesn't seem to matter at all. But if you had sold yourself on that, you'd have been like, all right, I'm in for this year. You're not going to be able to sell anyone on that next year. You're not going to be able to sell anyone on the, nah, that was a one-off. Nah, it's going to be better. Nah, I know it's the same guys here, but it's going to be different. You're not going to be able to sell anyone on that. You're not going to be able to get people's money that way.
I just thought about something. My bad. I saw it last night, and I actually didn't play the video, but maybe you guys heard it. Did you see, I think it was Matt George, maybe, had Zach LaVine, the caption was, after Domantas Sabonis kind of questioned playing 94 feet, that Zach LaVine echoed that sentiment. Mm-hmm. Sentiment. Of what? Did you see that video?
It was the press conference.
What was Zach saying? What was the context of?
I think Matt isolated it on his Twitter account, if I'm not mistaken.
I was just thinking about it right now as we were talking about, you know, this team and where they might go. And it's like, Are they already questioning the coach?
That's what it kind of feels like.
It's not the first time this has come up.
It usually came up with Domas.
Right, right. It came up with Domas. Right,
this,
okay.
This is the first time. I think a couple of times I heard it from Domas. This is the first time I've heard it from somebody outside of Domas.
Jesse, go ahead and run that.
Zach, we've always known Doug here to be with the defensive first mentality and the defensive first identity. Whether it's you personally or just individual guys on the team, is he strongly or specifically speaking with you guys individually about individual defense, or is it more kind of a team defensive focus?
I think everybody's understanding that that's the focus. I think that's what they came into the season with, obviously. Obviously, there's a personnel thing with that goes with that as well. Guys can go out there and play as tough as they can on defense. I said, speak for myself. Is, you know, I think we've all been trying. I've been trying my ass off on defense, but you know, you need a team collective, the right identity. Sometimes you need the right personnel out there. You know, you're not going to ask Rudy Gobert to go out there and average 30. So he's a defensive guy, though, and that's his job. But I think with the guys that we have on the team, we got to play to the right strengths of the team. And I think defensively, we got to be there for each other, help each other. But then on the other end, we got to take advantage of that. So, you know, that's what I think, and that's what I see. I think guys are giving the right effort. It's just frustrating when we're not getting the right results.
A lot of the talking points from training camp were winning the fight and picking up 94 feet. We haven't really seen that too consistently. Has the messaging changed, or is that still the expectation?
I think that's still the expectation, just a bit more depending on personnel and who and when. After the preseason games, we kind of decided on that.
That was less than 10 seconds.
Who's that a win for?
Me.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't really have an issue with what Zach said.
I don't either. And I didn't hear anything that talked about them picking up 94 feet. Which was a little bit of the discussion.
I think when you break down what Zach said, like if you really wanted to dissect it, shout out to one of our favorite podcasts. Mm-hmm. If you really wanted to dissect it, it would be don't ask non-defensive personnel. Like he's like, I'm trying my, you heard him, I'm trying my ass off on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you the results Rudy Gobert is, because Rudy Gobert is a defensive player. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Rudy Gobert can't go out there and average 30, which is what I'm doing for you. Mm. He's a defensive player. We talk about this all of the time. Coaches, every offseason, not just in Sacramento, but around the entire league, especially the ones that aren't established, they'll talk about what their identity is going to be. They're going to run. They're going to be fast-paced. They're going to get up and down the floor. That's cute, coach. You don't have the personnel for that. You got a 40-year-old point guard. You've got a three who's had three knee surgery. Coach, your offense isn't primed for that. Your personnel isn't primed for that. You can't do that. The other thing is, man, we're going to be a gritty, tough defensive team. That's cute, coach. No, you're not. You've got a bunch of supermodels on your squad. You don't have them, you know, them grimy fighters. You don't have that. You got the Instagram models. It ain't gonna work. And it's this idea that I'm going to play a certain way, even if it doesn't match my personnel. That is a guaranteed recipe for failure. Now you can ask them to be better at something they're not great at. That's perfectly fair. My biggest issue, I think, is Matt asked those questions. It's an issue we all recognize. They're not better, not even slightly. And I don't know what the numbers say. They might be worse, but defensively, they're not better. And offense has rarely been an issue this year. You know, last two games notwithstanding, offense hasn't been a big issue this year. So I don't have an issue with what Zach said.
I may have a little bit of an issue, and I'll talk about it.
All right.
Come back.
All right. It's D'Lo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
20. All right, Casey, want to weigh in on what Zach LaVine said, and CC's on the line here, 916-909-1320. What's up, CC? TC, what's good, boy?
TC?
Terrence.
Going.
Oh, we got hey, Terrence, come on, man.
All right, what's up with my two brothers?
CC,
bro, were you asleep?
You good.
Hey, my bad. I had it on hold, bro. Hey, because I'm just, hey, I'm getting my thoughts together, man. I sent that up.
Oh, okay.
Man, we did it.
No, you was pre-gaming. I got you.
Yeah, hey, I was, man. My fault, y'all.
It's all good, man. What's up? Man.
Hey, now we all good. Listen, though, man. So, listen, hey, before we get started, hey, I sent you them pictures, man. We did it. The young boys pulled it off, man.
Yes, indeed. 40, yes, indeed.
For sure, man. 40-19. That was a nice one. Hey, so look, check it out. Listen, man, with Doug, right, and his team, I don't think they're falling off on Doug. I wouldn't say that. I just think that Doug has to make hard decisions on what he has to do. But then I go back, I don't want to get so caught up on the whole Vivek thing situation, but could it be Doug really wants to play Keon and play the defensive guys if it was up to him? But it's more like, hey, we got to showcase these guys, right? I know it's about wins and losses, but hey, these dudes have to get minutes, Zach, DeMar, Schroeder, because these dudes are going to get moved eventually, right? So let me play these guys. I know it looks clunky, but we have to play these guys so we can move these guys and move forward. That's all I just been sitting here thinking, guys. I'm like, what am I taking from this? I don't see him turning on Doug. I get the 94 feet, but I'm saying that's the only thing I can come back to is, hey, I don't care what's going on. We got the future here, but these guys are playing because these guys are getting shipped out. Doug, I know what you want to do, but this is what it needs to be. Show them so I can ship them. Does that make sense? Or am I tripping?
It's fine, TC. A lot of people subscribe to those types of things. I never have. Mm-hmm. Doug's job is to win, and if he thinks Keon can win him games, he's going to play him. And if Scott is telling him not to put him at a and that puts him at a disadvantage, then shame on Scott Perry. Mm-hmm. I believe Scott Perry's intentions here are to win basketball games. Right now, they're to win basketball games. And so the whole idea of don't play Keon because of this, you're going to wind up losing Keon anyways if that's the case.
Right.
So to me, TC, the scenario you laid out doesn't benefit anybody.
Yeah, it's not inconceivable, but I don't think that's the case. Also, I just think those guys that are ahead of him on the depth chart are better basketball players. You know, it doesn't mean Keon's a bad basketball player, but Keon shouldn't be taking away from Zach LaVine's minutes. He shouldn't be taken away from DeMar DeRozan's minutes. You can make the argument with Dennis Schroeder, but I'm willing to give Dennis a little bit more time to see what's going on with his game and if he can play more consistent and play a little better basketball. Russell Westbrook is playing phenomenal right now. Mm-hmm. You know, Malik Monk.
He was prior to yesterday.
Yeah. Malik Monk, I think, is a better player than Keon. So it is – nobody likes to hear it. It is a log jam at the position, though, and minutes are tough to come by. So that's what I think is going on with Keon more than anything. We talked before the break, or we listened to Zach LaVine talk and mm-hmm. Domantas Sabonis talk before the break about personnel and all that's going on with the Kings in that respect when you're asking these guys to be better on the defensive end. Doug Christie spoke last night as well, and he had some really good things to say. And I lean a little bit more towards Doug Christie, where he mentioned specifically Zach LaVine, saying guys like Zach is playing great defense.
Not the first time he said that either.
He's playing great defense, and there's others that are playing great defense as well, but they're all doing it individually. And what we need is we need them to play together as a cohesive unit, as a team defensively. And I believe, I could be wrong, I believe you don't have to have great defensive personnel to play adequate team defense. There are guys that just have, like, let's use Sabonis, for example. Not getting on him, just using him. Like, you wouldn't say Sabonis, go guard Fox on an island all game long and expect it. That's personnel to me. He's not physically capable of staying with him in a foot race time and time again down the floor. But to ask Domantas Sabonis to be in the right help position, to communicate effectively, to know what the calls are and know where everybody's supposed to be, I don't believe that's necessarily a personnel thing. That's a want to. That is staying focused. That's not being lazy on the defensive end, because they have guys that have that just can't keep up physically mm-hmm. with these guys left and right on a number of different teams. But you get them in a setting on the defensive end where they're asked to play team defense and they're able to be adequate. And I think that's what Doug is getting at right now when he mentions some of the things he mentions. Like, yeah, I see you working, but we need to work as a group. We need to work as a collective. Use what you're doing right here to maybe communicate more so guys know what the calls are or know where they're supposed to be. There's things that we can do a whole lot better as individuals to come together and be better on the team defensive end. And I think, I don't want to say it has nothing to do with it, but personnel isn't as big of a factor for me in those situations.
Let's see what Cole talking about. We tried to have him thrown out of the Golden 1 Center on Friday.
Did it work? Did they come get you, Cole?
I don't think it worked. Cole, what's up, man?
What up, fellas? What up? Hey, Casey, you trying to get me thrown out with my daughter? That's cold-blooded,
well,
man.
No, we weren't trying to throw your daughter out.
She can stay. You had to go.
But, hey, check this out. I got a couple things I want to say to you guys. Hey, it was a great vibe on Friday before the Kings, you know.
It was a great vibe before it wasn't.
All I wanted, I was sitting next to Kings fans, and they was like, someone questioned me, how long you been a Thunder fan? Like, I just joined you know, the Thunder when they won, you know, and so I gave the whole little spill or whatever. And this dude got on a pullover, like almost like the old school starter Kings jacket on. He'd be like, oh, that's what's up. Oh, yeah, man. Just so you know, I'm just wearing this jacket. I'm really a Warriors fan, but I'm just wearing this jacket tonight. I said, wow.
You should have thrown him down the stairs.
Yeah. So,
hey, man, that betrayal.
Yeah, that betrayal. So the other thing is, tell me how y'all feel. I feel Russ should be starting. You know what I'm saying? I know Schroeder, you know, he's a baller too. Yeah. But I think Russ should be starting. Like, we know he has his good games, bad games and whatnot. But I think Doug should start Russ. So I just want to know y'all opinion on that. That's it.
No, we appreciate you, Coco. And I were texting at the start of that game because obviously Russ, you know, got off to another good start against Oklahoma City. Mm. I did wonder if this would kind of continue until Keegan Murray came back, considering the way that he was playing. And he was just kind of starting in a mixed match lineup that had him mostly at the four. We saw one time where DeMar was technically the four and Russ was the two. But I thought Russ should have started yesterday. I felt the way that he had been playing in both wins and losses over the course of the last three games or so, he should have kept in that starting lineup. He had been really effective. Malik had been really effective. I felt all parties had been really effective. I get with Minnesota, you felt like you got a size issue. I actually thought we haven't given this enough attention just because of how bad the Kings were yesterday. I thought Precious played pretty well. Mm-hmm. I think Precious has actually played pretty well as the Sacramento King for the most part. Which would have, you know, if you wanted to try to match size, which I'm never a fan of doing because you put yourself at a deficit when you adjust your game plan to them, mm-hmm. instead of just going out and do what you do, he probably should have started in place of Dennis Schroeder. I don't do that lightly because I get it. Dennis is the starting point guard, but I just didn't feel like removing Russell Westbrook from the starting lineup was the move to make. And I think if I wanted to make a case, I could. I'm not going to because it's not fair to anybody. But if I wanted to make a case that there was a domino effect with Malik Monk, I think I could. Hmm. Because Malik Monk wasn't effective yesterday either, and neither was Russ. Now, you can make the argument, oh, Russ is going to ultimately come off the bench when Keegan comes back and he's got to be ready. No. I got that. But that wasn't the case yesterday. Keegan Murray still isn't here. So, again, I'm not going to bend over backwards to try to make that argument. But I think I could. I don't know that removing Russ from the lineup yesterday was the starting lineup was the right move for anyone.
I thought they played fine. Like when you talk about the starters, I thought they played fine. When the game got out of hand, actually Russ was out there.
Yeah, but Russ didn't. That's my point. Russ didn't play fine. And neither did Malik.
Yeah, those guys got Russ got to play well, whether he starts or not.
I hear you. Know you. What I'm saying? No, like, I hear you. But he had three games in a row where he's a 20-point. He's essentially a double double every time he's stepping out there. Why go away from that? When you know you don't have your starting lineup,
right?
You know that. Why not stick with what's worked for you?
Well, one of the things that I would look at, and I know you don't necessarily like this, but I mean that when I talk about Russ playing potentially the four, even DeMar DeRozan playing some of the four. That's like I mentioned, they're going up against LaRavia, Vanderbilt. They could play. Julius Randle, no. No. And that's probably was Doug's thinking. Like,
no, I'm sure it was.
With Gobert, sure Randle, was. Like that's I'm I need sure a little bit more size. Yeah. With Precious
I thought
out there
with Domas back, maybe you could get away with doing it. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like you're doing it for 4 minutes. Roughly. Like that's what you're asking to do. If you can not let the game get away in 4 minutes, then like good. Mm-hmm. But like I get it. I know exactly what you're saying, and I absolutely think that's what Doug was doing. I didn't like it when Mike did that. Mm-hmm. I don't like it now that Doug's doing it. Now it's not fair to Doug. It's not a apples to apples comparison, I guess.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have his full complement of players.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna, yeah.
I just don't like that.
He's kind of forced to do that because his starting power forward
is 3-7. So that's 10 games. I think it's 9 starting lineups in those 10 games.
Man.
And I'm not sure that one of the lineups is the same players, but the guys are in different spots. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you really are, it is 10 different starting lineups in 10 games.
Yeah. And we might finally get the same starting lineup, because my first thought is I wouldn't want to do a Russ starting lineup tomorrow with Gordon and Jokic.
Well, you did it. You did it on
the
third.
Against Denver?
Yeah, it was Dennis, but there was no Zach that day. No, Zach was there.
Zach was there.
Who's missing? Everybody no one there. Is. Yeah, no one is. Is Dennis, Russ, Malik's missing. That's not a starter. Is Dennis, Russ, Domas, DeMar at the four, and LaVine.
And it was
that was the Russ at the two, DeMar at the four game.
And it was a rough start to that game.
Refresh my memory.
They kind of got, like, there was some back and forth. It got to 10, and it never really moved at that point.
That happened in the first quarter. I got the
Jokic played really well. Aaron Gordon, I think, was really good in the first quarter.
It was 39-30 at the end of one. 10, yeah, 4 of 5 for Aaron Gordon. Yeah, this is ringing a bell now. Nikola Jokic. Oh yeah, this is very much ringing a bell. Nikola Jokic had 15.
I think they had a gang offensive rebounds in that.
25 of the 39, and they had 4 offensive rebounds in that quarter. Kings had 2.
Yeah,
they scored off of both of those offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
But yeah, you did it. Is the point, because you ran those guys out there against Denver earlier this year. Neek's playing really well. Mm-hmm. I think Neek is making the most of his minutes. We've seen Neek start a couple of games this year. When you're looking for telling stories as it pertains to Keon Ellis, to me, that's the most telling. Is the starting lineup that was announced a couple of games ago when Neek was in the starting lineup and Keon wasn't.
Yeah.
That was a, there is something they don't like with Keon Ellis. And it's not Vivek and the Sacramento Kings organization. It appears to be two different coaches who seem to shy away from him. I thought Doug would lean on him much, much heavier than Mike did, but that just has not been the case.
Yeah, I'm with you, because I'm not sure what the deal is, even if maybe we feel like fans and other fans in Kings Twitter look at Keon and favor him a little bit more highly than others. He's not a DMP player. Or close to it, or that version of it. He's not that. Like, he should be in somebody's rotation. And I know there's a logjam at the guard position. But man, I know it wouldn't make anybody happy, but you can't find 5 minutes a half for Keon Ellis to at least see what he has that night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little baffling. Like, I understand, and I'm impressed by what I see from Neek. I'd much rather some of those minutes go to Keon.
Really?
Like, Neek don't have to play. Yesterday was a little different. I know there was a lot of garbage time, but Neek don't have to play 23 minutes. He can play 17. Yeah, you get 6 of those to Keon.
Yeah, I think he's a guy who played a ton in the fourth quarter. But your point is valid. He played before the game was out of control.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.